Okay, school shooting with John Rappaport. As you know, I have never seen a mass school shooting. I didn't think it was a false flag of one kind or the other. And it's difficult to figure out what is really going on with these things because once you start to try and work out what happened, it's very hard to get good information, and it can end up being a full, it can take years of a full-time job to just try and get to the bottom of it. We saw this week the judge, one of the judges ordered the Parkland video release that showed the deputy sheriff arriving and just standing outside while the shooting's going on. Now, one fairly sophisticated commentary said that he suspected that the deputy sheriff had been ordered. He may not go into the school without having a camera on him, and he didn't. So he followed orders and didn't go in, but the question is, why is the deputy sheriff waiting for the shooting to be over inside the school before he does anything? Very good question. There's so many questions in the Parkland school shooting. It's so easy to prove that the official story is just a bunch of bunk. And if you look at the extent to which it's being used to justify more gun control, the push for gun control is off the charts. And that's very concerning for many reasons, but one of the reasons is it tells me that they feel, sort of the neocons are pushing for a global war, are also pushing for sufficient control of the general population so they can start to slash all sorts of retirement savings. So whether it's slashing Social Security or slashing Medicare, sort of cutting benefits on pension funds or grabbing more money out of the pension funds to finance their wars. My concern is that it's not about guns, it's about money and getting control of the money. One of the things that's interesting, one allegation, and I have no opinion on it, is that the Smith-Mundt bill, which was passed and gave the State Department money and authority to, or authorization to do covert operations in the United States. That there's a direct correlation between when that went into effect and when the mass shootings, school shootings began. Pompeo, if you remember, CIA State have traditionally, the covert side of CIA State have been the most involved with DOJ in the global money laundering, whether it's narcotics trafficking or anything else. So for Pompeo to control State and their covert budget while his deputy controls CIA. Of course, the big question is what policies is he going to have? Now, I know Binney at one point met with Pompeo, and one question I have is what does Binney think of this? I'm very curious to know. So I'm going to be looking for that. Anyway, so what we see in the news this week is tremendous, tremendous. The state of the world is remarkably fluid.